Depression is actually a significant problem for college students overall and community college students in particular.
In fact, says Dr. Bert Epstein, Assistant Director of Student Health Services at SRJC, nearly a third of community college students may be struggling with depression, a rate that is nearly double that of the general population.
Many times there's financial issues. Many of the students are older and have dealt with many life challenges. As a result, issues like depression can be significant in their lives.
That's one reason the JC offers a free depression screening clinic each fall, part of the National Depression Screening Day observation during this National Mental Health Awareness Week. Epstein expects several hundred students will opt in for the brief, confidential assessments, which he notes address overall mental health, too.
There's a section for depression, and it might ask maybe 8 questions. Things like if people are feeling isolated, if they're feeling hopeless, if they're feeling suicidal, that kind of thing. In addition, it also assesses for bipolar disorder, for an anxiety disorder, and for PTSD.
Students are given a list of resources they can use or share with others as they choose. Brian Wetzel isn't on that list, although maybe he should be. A Santa Rosa man who's been struggling with his own depression for the past 30 years, Wetzel eventually found an unusual approach to both maintaining his own equilibrium and reaching out to others. He combined his work as a public speaker with his own psychological experience to create a one-man comedy show about, yes, depression.
It got to the point where I was just trying to find something to laugh at to survive so that I could get through it myself. People understand after they see me that I'm not making fun of it, but that I'm able to infuse humor in there about how did I get to a place that was so bad. And the people that can really relate to it are people who have these problems.
How does that work? One way, Brian explains, begins with imagining how someone with depression might manifest that in their job as, say, a camp counselor or an airline pilot.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I want to thank you for flying Depression Air. We're due to arrive in Portland, Oregon at 3:45, but I'm feeling kind of crappy, so we'll see what happens. I just started trying to take everything I could and figure out what is funny about this. And again, it was a survival tool for me.
So Wetzel has some simple advice for any SRJC students who might be wondering if the screening is something they should consider. He says, do it.
You don't have to spill your guts to your family or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, because I know that's really hard. But to a doctor, that's the third party you need to go to. And you need to really open yourself up and say, I am really having these problems. And I understand that asking for help is really hard and it makes you really vulnerable. But you've got to get the help. Don't stay on the fence because it's going to hurt you.
One more thing, adds Dr. Epstein. Taking the screening can also rule out possible mental health problems.
For example, some people have medical issues that can mask as depression. So it can be a really useful tool for folks for many different reasons.
The screenings are being held in the Bertolini Student Center between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. with an informal talk on depression offered in the third hour in an upstairs room in the same building. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.